time to separate what is true from what is total BS on Fact or Fiction.
Choose wisely.
Here's Adam the Bull.
All right, it is Fact or Fiction time. Anthony Pierno producing the show back in New York. He has the question or comment. I will tell you whether it is fact or fiction. Anthony, start us off.
Okay, Bull, Washington Nationals star Bryce Harper could very well be playing his last few games as a member of the organization. There's seemingly been a growing rift between the former NL MVP and Washington's front office, leading to suggestions that Harper will in fact leave DC. According to former MLB general manager Jim Bowden, the Nationals are more than okay with this plan. Quote, in all likelihood, the Nationals are ready to turn the page with the outfield already set without him. Harper next year, with Adam Eaton in right field, Victor Robles in center, and Juan Soto, Bolden told CBS Sports HQ. Fact or fiction, the Nationals should let Bryce Harper walk.
No, that's fiction. Now, I do think Bryce Harper is slightly overrated. He's extremely talented, but he hasn't lived up completely to the talent. He's been an 8.5 as a player, and everybody talks about him like he's a 10. He's not. He's not a 10. There's better players in baseball. And he's going to get paid a boatload of money because he's young. I get it. That being said, the guy is a good representative for baseball. He's still a great player, and there's room for him to get better. So I don't understand, you know, why the Nationals, you know, they should be able to afford to keep him. And to just say, well, let's move on. The guy's in the prime of his career. He's better. You know, I understand Soto's a great young player. Get it. They got young talent. But I would re-sign him if I were the Nats. But if I were him, I probably wouldn't re-sign. I don't know if I'd re-sign there.
Sticking in that area, the Baltimore Orioles have just 3 games remaining in what will go down as one of the worst seasons in MLB history. And the assumption has been that they will be searching for a new manager this winter. However, that decision has reportedly not yet been made, according to ESPN's Jerry Krasnick this week. The Orioles have not met yet to discuss the futures of Buck Showalter and GM Dan Duquette. Quote, the Orioles haven't talked to Dan Duquette or Buck Showalter about their futures and haven't made a decision on the status of either, sources say. And there's no indication precisely when the Angelos brothers will plan to sit down with their GM and manager to make the call. Fact or fiction, Showalter will return as Orioles manager next season.
He shouldn't, but they have arguably the worst owner in sports, so I'll say should return. What was the exact question again?
Showalter will return as Orioles manager next season. Fact or fiction?
I'm going to say fact, because they're going to screw this up. Now, I don't mean to kill Buck Showalter. He's been a good manager. The fact that they've made the playoffs 3 times with him, considering they've never had any pitching when he's been there, is impressive. You know, they won 96 games in 2014. They won 93 games in 2012. You know, they've been consistently over 500 with Buck Showalter. 5-year stretch, 2012, 2016, they were at least 500 or better every year. But then the last 2 years have been bad. I think it's time to move on from Buck. He wasn't able to get it done in the playoffs. I feel like the Orioles have not been the same since Buck did not use Zach Britton in 2016. But ultimately, the problem with the Orioles is led by the ownership and the front office are the bigger issues. They have never developed pitching. They have signed some of the dumbest contracts. Like, listen, there are contracts that get signed, and you're like, oh, my God, what a disaster that was. And then there are some contracts that get signed, and you know it even before it happens. Everybody. Like Ubaldo Jimenez, like Alex Cobb, like Chris Davis. Everybody knew those contracts were terrible before they were even signed. And yet they did it. The Orioles are a clueless organization with a terrible owner, and they're not winning anytime soon. I mean, the fact that they could lose 115 games is crazy. I think you got a clear house, but I don't think any of it's going to matter as long as they have the owner that they do.
Moving over to the NFL, Eric Grubman, who recently resigned as the NFL's executive vice president, is reportedly looking into the possibility of moving a current NFL team to San Diego. Mike Freeman of Bleacher Report reported this on Friday afternoon, noting nothing is imminent and that this contemplative probe has angered some people in the NFL, as Grubman is best known for orchestrating the relocation efforts of the St. Louis Rams, San Diego Chargers, and Oakland Raiders away from their home cities. Fact or fiction, the NFL will one day return to San Diego.
It better be a fact, so I'm going with a fact. It's terrible. It was the dumbest thing ever that the Chargers are playing in L.A. It makes no sense. People in L.A. hate the Chargers. It's crazy. San Diego is way too... San Diego has one team now. The Padres, who are horrible, only do have some young talent, might be better in the next few years. It's too big a city to only have one team. The Chargers are San Diego. I can't even say the Los Angeles Chargers. It gives me the creeps just saying it. I hate when cities lose their teams, period. But this one is just the worst. And they should just move the Chargers back. I know they just moved them to L.A. Change it. Fix it. Send the Chargers back to San Diego. Terrible.
The Dallas Cowboys offense has sputtered, looking lifeless on the way to a 1-2 record. But leave it to team owner Jerry Jones to find a positive spin to his team's slow start. I like our players, Jones said in his weekly radio interview with the 105.3 The Fan. I like our coaching staff. I think your question is, have I hit the panic button? The answer is no. Fact or fiction, it's time to hit the panic button in Dallas.
No, that's fiction, believe it or not. But it might be by the end of the year. Now, Jerry Jones made some crazy statements. Comparing his offense to the Rams, which was stupid, especially at the wide receiver position. Yeah, their offensive line's probably just as good. Their running back's probably just as good. And, again, prisoner of the moment, it's easy to say Goff's a lot better than Prescott. One guy's got a lot more talent around him on the wide receiver. But at wide receiver, the Cowboys have nothing, and the Rams have three good receivers. So it's just a terrible comparison. And then he got mad at one of the hosts and insulted him by saying, well, you're only on the radio. Jerry Jones is obnoxious. He represents to me a lot of the bad in this country. I can't stand Jerry Jones. I find him, he makes my skin crawl, frankly. He's kept his coach too long. He meddles too much in the team. Let's face it, the Cowboys have accomplished nothing in the playoffs since Jimmy Johnson. I know they did win one Super Bowl right after he got fired, but Jimmy Johnson had put that team together. The Cowboys have been the most overrated franchise in sports since Jimmy Johnson's influence has left the team. Jerry Jones has no business picking players, and yet he does. I can't stand him. I'm rooting against the Cowboys because of him. And I forgot the question, but no. But even with all that said, not time. It's too early in the season to push the panic button, but I think by the end of the year it might be, and you got to fire your coach, which he probably won't because he's a bad owner like Angelos with the Orioles.
Former Pittsburgh Steelers linebacker James Harrison suggested that running back Le'Veon Bell should return to the team this season, but feign injuries to protect his health. Harrison said Tuesday on Fox Sports 1 that if he were in Bell's shoes, he would report to the Steelers as late as possible in mid-November and practice regularly, but he would fake injuries to avoid playing in games. Fact or fiction, James Harrison's idea is awful.
That's a fact. James Harrison, another guy we're just going one guy I can't stand after the next. First Angelos, then Jerry Jones, now James Harrison. James Harrison's a dirty player. He acts like a jerk all the time. And, you know, he made a lot of money playing for the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's a ridiculous thing to say that he should fake an injury. Come on, that's classless. Don't do that. That's not. If Le'Veon Bell wants to hold out, that's his right. I don't have a problem with it at all. He wants to hold out, fine. But don't report and then just pretend to be injured. That's ridiculous. No, that idea is stupid, and I hope Le'Veon Bell doesn't do that.
In the NBA, the Minnesota Timberwolves are working to fulfill Jimmy Butler's trade request, but questions are beginning to arise about whether their efforts will be enough to facilitate a deal. According to reports, the asking price for the Timberwolves have placed on Butler is too steep for interested teams. So steep, in fact, that some teams are questioning whether head coach and president of basketball operations Tom Thibodeau actually wants to work out a trade. Fact or fiction, Butler will be on the Wolves roster opening night.
No, that's fiction. I feel like we have every time Kyrie Irving, we're like, yeah, maybe they won't trade him. Maybe they won't trade him. Paul George, maybe they won't trade him. Jimmy Butler last year, maybe they won't trade him. No. In these situations, the players have a lot of power. You don't want Jimmy Butler to walk away. He's a free agent at the end of next year, right?
At the end of this season, he's a free agent.
That's what I meant. At the end of the 18-19 season. Yeah, you're not going to just let him walk away for nothing. You get what you can. You do the best you can. And usually you lose these trades when you trade that player, right? The Cavs got smoked in the Kyrie Irving trade. The Bulls in the Jimmy Butler. But look at the Paul George trade. Look what that turned into. The Pacers won that trade with Oklahoma City. So you never know if you get the right player. A guy turns into a star like in Indiana. So if Minnesota's got a good team, I try to trade him for some other young talent to, pair with the young talent I have. It'd be interesting to see where Butler ends up. But I think he's going to be traded, yes.
All right, and finally, Bull, I know you...
I can't believe he wants to go to the... Why do you want to go to the Knicks or the Nets?
Well, the last thing I heard, I saw that he preferred the Miami Heat.
Why do you want to go there either? Those teams all stink.
But the original list that came out had, the Knicks and the Nets and the Clippers on it that I saw. That was his three-team wish list.
Yeah, I don't know why he'd want to go to any of those teams. It's weird, but I guess he doesn't care about winning.
So Arnold Schwarzenegger posted a photo of him and Linda Hamilton from the set of the upcoming sixth Terminator film on Wednesday.
Wow. I didn't know they were making another one.
Well, next to the image is a photo of them back in the day. I'm pumped to be back together again, Schwarzenegger wrote. Hamilton last appeared on screen for the Cyborg franchise in 91's Terminator 2 Judgment Day, directed by, of course, James Cameron. Fact or fiction, Bull, it's time to terminate the Terminator series, the movie franchise.
Yeah, I don't even know how many of them I've seen. How many? There's been five?
There's been five. I have not seen the last two.
I'm not sure.
I stopped after the third one.
What was the third one? Remind me of that one.
The Rise of the Machines, I believe. Yes, it was called The Rise of the Machines.
What was the
Terminator
plot?
3.
I didn't see any of them.
You haven't seen the original?
Never. Not one of them. I don't think I watched a frame of any of the movies.
That's a bad job out of you, Peter, not see the original. I mean, after that, I don't blame you. But but the original was a cool movie. I like the original. The second one...
The second one's better than the first one.
I like the first one better. I thought the second one was good, but I don't know if I saw any of the others, and I don't have any interest. So, yeah, the franchise should end, yes.
Now you know what's true and what's total BS.